Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Janine. How may I help you on today?
Yeah, I was charged something on my credit card, and I disputed it. And then they sent you guys some paperwork. You sent it back to them, and they say I'm liable for it. I'm trying to wait for Citibank to call me back, but I wanted to talk. This is nourishment or something, right?
This is a customer service that we serve for third-party companies.
Right. I need to talk to somebody about this claim because I did not order this product whatsoever.
Okay, give me just 1 second. May you provide me with the zip code so I can try to find an account?
21403.
Okay. And what would be their first and last name?
Frederick Caparosa. Caparosa.
Okay, give me just 1 second. And for security purposes, may you verify the address?
13 Wainwright Avenue, Annapolis, Maryland.
Thank you. All right, give me just 1 second while I look over this account for you.
Right.
Okay, this looks like it was a charge back in May on, let's see here. Just 1 second. Okay, as I'm looking at the account already, it looks like there was a, this was a charge back in May. You say you disputed it with your bank. This looks like this happened last month on the 13th. This account has already been canceled. It has already been canceled out. When you disputed it with your bank, it looks like they probably made a decision already. So I can't do anything to the account any longer or any further.
Well, you tell me what I ordered on May 18th. I'm disputing a $59.89 charge.
Yeah, it looks like you already disputed that and your bank already made a decision with that. But I can go ahead and tell you that it looks like this was a contest entry. And it was for, looks like probably a meal plan. You were trying to get a, let's see what this, exactly what it is. Okay, yeah, this looks like you probably were researching online for, like, health plans, meal plans, probably something of that area.
What was the order for?
It was... the order was, it looks like you... It wasn't an order. It looks like you entered into a contest when you probably did some research online. It was for a Bites Club. It's a meal plan, which is the app that focuses on real food and energy to cut in sugar and carbs. And it did include meal plans and receipt guides to eat better and feel better.
I never ordered this. How do I, why am I getting charged for this?
You,
I mean, you've got the right, you had the right credit card number. You have the right address. I have never had a meal plan in my entire life.
Okay, let me see exactly what you have.
I mean, if I had ordered the meal plan, because you guys didn't even give the company, you said NA for delivery date. I mean, if it was food that I was getting delivered, they would definitely have a delivery date.
Okay, I'm looking more into it now.
Okay.
Because as a courtesy, I am looking at the account for you, but I'm not supposed to be discussing this. It was already made decision with your bank.
Right. I mean, you wouldn't happen to have a different delivery address, would you?
No, this was the one that you told me was the exact one.
I mean, you don't even have a carrier that delivered it, or you don't even have a tracking number.
It wouldn't be a tracking number because it was looked like this was enrolled for a probably entered into a sweepstakes.
Into a what? A sweepstakes? Hello.
It looks like you probably entered into a sweepstakes for a drill back in May on the 18th.
Oh, okay. That was a Home Depot thing. I do remember that, but they said it was free.
Okay, so what there was, they forgot to mention that there was a contest, so it rolls you into that contest. So that's what that was.
I got charged $59 for nothing.
Correct. But it was with the sweepstakes, though. That's what that was.
Oh, this is a total ripoff. This is a total ripoff. All right, well, I've got a... What?
Because it already, when it tells you that... when you enter into that sweep state, it then enrolls you into those the membership.
Well, I want my name cleared from your computer.
It's already been cleared out. This account has been closed back on last month.
All right, because I'm going to call Home Depot, or I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau. Not the Better Business Bureau. I'll call the federal government on this fraud thing. Because if Citibank's not going to take it off of my charge account, this is ridiculous. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know what it was I was being charged for, because I've never worked with you, and I would never use this credit card for that.
Right.
Because I work with the different credit cards. All right. I thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Well, have a nice day.
You too.